Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you won't judge yourself, what's going to happen? You can try to pretend like it didn't happen. You can hope nobody noticed. You can think, well, we got clear of it. It was 3 months ago. It was 3 years ago. But if you haven't dealt with it, if you haven't judged yourself, it's not dealt with. It's going to come up. Can you see this, friends? And the people that get mercy with the Lord and with people. I've had the Lord send me to people before, gave me a word of knowledge. I'm thinking of a man right now. I knew him. He's a businessman. And the Lord showed me in the night. I couldn't get to sleep. And so I knew something was up. So I just started praying in the spirit. I didn't know what I'm praying about. And after a while, I realized I'm praying for him. Keep thinking about him and seeing him. And so by morning, I didn't get much sleep. The Lord dealt with me, go to his house. I don't do this very often. Go to his. I believe everybody should be led by the Spirit for themselves. Amen. Right? Yes. Need to hear from the Lord for yourself. Yep. But the Lord loves people so much, he'll do some extra things to help them if they're not listening. And he sent me to his house. He said, go to his house. I don't mean I heard a voice now, but inside me. And this is what he dealt with me. He said, he's planning on doing this. Leaving this, leaving that, going to this city, doing this, doing that. He said, you go talk to him and tell him. If he does that, he's going to lose his marriage. He's going to lose his family. He's going to lose his business. He's going to lose his ministry. Tell him. Well, I didn't necessarily want to do that. You know, who likes confrontation like that? You know what I like less? Missing God. So I went, and I tried to talk to him. And all he would do is smile and laugh with me and wouldn't acknowledge what he was about to do. I tried to get him to talk to me. And I'm just using this as an example. He thought he was hiding it from me. I already knew it. How many said, if a man or woman could know something, God definitely already knows it. Is that right? Yeah. Playing games with him is just insane. And yet, people do it all the time because of embarrassment, shame, fear. Fear. Oh man, if I tell them, they'll leave me. If I tell them, they'll despise me. They'll never want to be my friend again. There's something worse than all that. That's right. Besides that, you don't know that. You don't know that. When you humble yourself and are honest and repent and judge yourself, God will give you grace and mercy. Yes. And he will incline people's hearts towards you and give you grace and mercy with them. Amen. But if you harden your heart and you cover and you hide and refuse to judge yourself, you're not going to get mercy. And judgment's coming. I talked with him for an hour and a half. I couldn't get him to even acknowledge that this is what he's about to do. And I knew it. So I couldn't talk to him about the answer. And next week, guess what he did? He did it. He acted like, oh, where'd that come from? Nobody knows what that is. Oh, he had already planned it in his heart. It was already planned out. He went and did it. And you know what happened? He lost his marriage. He lost his family. He lost his business. He lost his ministry. He got judged. That's judgment. Did he get stolen from? Was his life destroyed? Who did that? The devil did that. Why wasn't he protected? Why wasn't he kept? Jesus already paid the price for all his sins. How can that happen? If you won't judge yourself, you'll get judged. Oh, friend, how do you judge yourself? It's not complicated. How do you judge yourself? You acknowledge, I knew better, and I did it. I have sinned. I have missed it. Don't make excuses. Just acknowledge it. I knew I shouldn't have, and I did. Why'd you do that? Dumb? Carnal? Just acting fleshy? Don't make excuses. Come on, are you with me?
Yeah.
I knew I should have done that. Why didn't you do it? I just didn't listen to the Lord. I just humble yourself. Be honest. Judge yourself. I saw it. I knew it. I shouldn't have. I did. I sinned. Go with me to 1 John 1. We'll close with this. I can hear some doors clanking. I can't. Can you hear them? I can hear some doors clanking. I can hear people in their heart saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stop doing that. I can hear it. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Man, this is a good news shouting verse right here. He said, this is the message which we've heard of Him. We declare it to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Are we talking about light? What is sin? Sin is violation of light. What is light? Light is what you see. If you have light in an area, you know something in that area. Now, you may fool some people that you didn't know, but you can never fool God. He knows what you know, doesn't He? And even a lot of people you think you fooled, you didn't fool. After you left, they talked about it. They said, well, who do they think they're fooling? Phyllis and I have done that many times. People thought they were snowing us, and we just didn't feel like we're supposed to call them on it. And they left and went, bless their hearts. They think we don't have a clue. And it's not that we wanted to condemn them. We just want it fixed. We just want it fixed. And you can't get it fixed if you act like it doesn't exist. How can you fix what doesn't exist? We all got flesh. That fear. Man, it's real. That pride, it's real. That shame, it's real. But there's something a whole lot worse than all that. It's not getting it fixed. It's carrying that abscess in you. That bitterness, this judgment coming. There's something a lot worse than being embarrassed. And anybody that's going to be honest with you, when you tell them how badly you blew it, if they're going to be honest, what will they have to say? You know, I have messed up too. God forgave me. I can forgive you. Right? And you really get clear of it. It's no longer there. He said, verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we are lying. And we're not doing the truth. The truth is light. But if we walk in the light, what does that mean? You do what you know to do. You don't act like you don't know it. You walk in the light you have. As He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If we say we have no sin, now again, you got to go back to the previous part of the passage. If you're walking in darkness and you say you don't have sin, what's happening? You're deceiving yourself. What did James say about that? If you're a hearer but not a doer, you deceive yourself. If you're trying, and see, that's the danger. If you know, I shouldn't have done that, but I did it. But you won't repent. You try to act like it didn't happen. It's no big deal. After a few months or years, you'll get to where you actually believe it's okay. And now you're not even close to ever repenting because you're not even acting like it's wrong. And what has happened? You have deceived yourself. And because you haven't judged yourself, because you don't think you need to, you're going to get judged. If we say we have no sin when we're walking in darkness, we deceive ourselves, the truth's not in us. But what? If we what? What is that? Acknowledge it. Acknowledge what? Sin means you missed it. You violated light. What do you need to do when you've missed it? Immediately. Quickly. Honestly. With humility. Admit it. I knew better. The Lord told me, and I did it anyway, right? Come clean and come quick. Why? Don't let the sun go down on it. And if you'll do it, what happens? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me read this to you from the Weiss translation, verse 5. It is this message which we have heard from him and at present is ringing in our ears, and we are bringing back tidings to you. That God, as to his nature, is light, and darkness in him does not exist, not even one particle. If we say that things in common we're having with him, and thus fellowship, and in the sphere of the aforementioned darkness are habitually ordering our behavior, we're lying, and we're not doing the truth. But if within the sphere of light we are habitually ordering our behavior, as he himself is in the light, things in common and fellowship we have, and having with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son keeps continually cleansing us from every sin. What does that mean? What does that mean? We don't know everything. And there's a whole lot of stuff you may be doing right now that you really shouldn't be doing, or you should be doing differently, but you don't see it yet. How many from 20 years ago when you got saved till now, you were doing some things back then, you didn't even see it was wrong? And you grew some and you thought, I got to stop that. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Well, what about today?
Same thing.
Have you arrived?
No.
But here's the thing. If you're walking in all the light that you have, then all the stuff you don't know and all the other areas you're coming short in, the blood of Jesus is cleansing you continually, because he knows you don't know, and that keeps the enemy from getting to you. Come on, can you see that? Hallelujah. But if you do see and you do know, what do you got to do? Acknowledge it. Confess it. And repent. Humble yourself and be honest. Don't judge them. Judge you. And when you do, clank, 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 clank.
Hallelujah.
And the enemy will just be grinding his teeth, wanting to hurt you, and he can't touch you. Because the Lord keeps you and the blood keeps you clean. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God protects you and hovers over you. And the mighty angels of God keep you. And you're just going month after month and year after year, running your race, finishing your course. And it's not because you've done everything perfect, but it's because if you do and when you do mess up, nobody's quicker than you getting it fixed. And if it was against people, you go to them. Before the Lord, you go to him and you go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I messed up. I messed up. No excuses, no blame. I messed up. And you keep yourself safe and you won't be judged. Is that good news or is that good news?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.